Free Talk Live kicking off hour number two, the Monday night edition. And as always, anything goes. If you take control of the phones, 1-800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. And you can sign up for updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, we'll send you an email to your email box, and you'll be one of the first to know about it. So, for instance, if you're on the updates list over the weekend, you would have known when that new Shriner was put up on the website. First and foremost, freetalklive.com. You can sign up for the updates at updates.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org.
By the way, we have been theologically centered tonight. We've been talking a discussion about God and evolution and all that sort of thing. Let's point out that the Free State Project, there's no religious requirement or lack thereof, or you don't have to have a certain religion. There are atheists, there are Christians, there are Catholics. The common denominator amongst people in the Free State Project is that we believe that there should be a lot less government. So religion's not even a factor.
And that people should be free. You know, hey, like what they teach us about in schools and whatnot, and around the country they say, you know, people should be free to believe what they want. And
yeah.
We actually believe that.
So if you like the whole freedom idea, if you want to be free, for instance, to practice your religion, to have a religious school, an ultra-religious school to send your kids to, we think you should be free to do that sort of thing. And we want to set you free.
And not charge you to send, you know, your kids to a school where the majority rules. We don't know. We got to have evolution because our tax dollars are paying for it. We got to have intelligent design because our tax dollars are paying for it. We've got to have
government education system.
Raelianism because our tax dollars pay for it.
The government education system is a dramatic failure, and we need to just put an end to it. With that, we go to the phones and to the fun to continue the theological discussion with the expert, the man who knows everything when it comes to religion. It's John, the homeless man from Little Rock, Arkansas. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manuel.
Greetings from the Zionist Jewish occupied zone of Little Rock.
Well, hey there.
Greetings.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, you know, I just want to say something about the New Orleans Police Department shot a church.
They shot a church?
No, I just want to say something about the New Orleans Police Department and Charlotte Church.
Oh, Charlotte. Like,
there we go.
What is Charlotte Church?
It's a woman's name.
Oh, it's that girl that sings.
Right.
Okay. What about it?
Anyway, the New Orleans Police Department, and, you know, that little, all this whine about they beat up a 64-year-old man.
Why?
That ain't nothing new. That just means they're back to business as usual.
Wait, you're saying they are lying about it?
Well, I'm just saying.
They're pleading not guilty.
I saw the video footage. They beat the hell out of that guy.
Yeah, and they're pleading not guilty. They certainly are lying.
Was that you, John?
That means they're back to business as normal.
Okay. You're suggesting that's been going on in Norman's
right.
For a long time.
They do what the new Little Rock Police Department do. It's back to business as usual.
It's just, have you ever been beaten by the police?
Hell yeah.
How many times?
Many times.
Why?
Why? Because I always piss them off, I piss you guys off.
Well, no, you don't.
What?
You don't anger
but
us,
I like you.
John. It's just the only thing that makes us angry is when you curse, and you know better than that now, so we're beyond that. So, in regards to the Little Rock Police Department, are you fighting back? I mean, do you give them a reason to beat you, or do they just beat you because they know they can get away with it and you're not going to go hire a lawyer and go after them or anything like that?
Well, as of what happened to me last year, it was a case of mistaken identity. See, I had to pay for somebody else's sins.
So they came after you, they thought you were somebody who robbed a store or something, and they beat you
up. Right, something like that, yeah.
I see. It's no fun, man. Why don't you get out of there? Why do you stay in Little Rock? It's the worst town ever, the worst town in America for homeless people.
Well, that's what the National Coalition for the Homeless say.
That's what they say. And we saw your video, actually. You did post it, as promised, on our bulletin.
Well, hey, I like to think I'm a man of my word.
You are indeed, unlike some people.
I'm going to fire a shot. Just going to get fired.
It's pretty sad that there's a man of his word who's a bum on the street, but so many regular people can't even give a simple phone call when they're running late, for instance.
So I want to ask a question totally off, you know, because this is Free Talk Live. So, you know, while we have a bum on the line.
It is rare that we have homeless people on the phone.
Have you heard of bumpertising? Have you heard of this?
Yeah, something like that. Similar.
What are your opinions?
I'm not all. Hey, look here. Just because you saw that video, I'm not always mad.
What is bumpertizing?
Bumpertizing. What it is it's companies. They go to all the homeless in the area and they pay them to carry signs.
Yeah, I've heard.
If I were an entrepreneurial bum, I would gather all the bums together, get them all to follow me, and be like the representative for all the homeless in the area, and go to businesses and offer my services.
But why would
a league of bums.
Wait. As a business person, why would I want to hire a homeless person who typically is not the best-looking individual, not very well-groomed?
Very cheap, because they can hold signs for you out on the streets.
I don't want them holding...
all day long.
I'll tell you exactly why, is because when I see businesses doing that, I say... Look, businesses are giving jobs to bums. I like
that. Right.
Because I know for a fact that John could have a job if he wanted to.
Sure.
And
he just doesn't want to work at McDonald's.
Right. He doesn't want to work and do whatever it takes, which is fine. John can live whatever life John wants to live. But I'm just saying that the whole I can't do it, not true.
Well, if you've seen the video, I'm not shaving my beard.
Yeah, I think you look good in the video, John, and you made some sensible comments, man.
Well, I'm also in the process of making a documentary.
Are you really? You filming it yourself?
Oh, no, it's a student doing it.
Oh, really? Some kid found you and said that he wanted to make a documentary about it?
Yeah. We've been shooting some stuff over 2 months here. It's footage of me going in the garbage can, eating it.
So, really?
On a cardboard box.
It ain't
ready for release yet, but when it does, I'll be the first to know.
Oh, we'll know about it, okay?
So check this out. Hey.
Yeah.
See, when I get mad, I sometimes like to melt out, and I do that by listening to Charlotte Church.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, especially when she does habanero. I can't pronounce it. You know what I'm talking about.
Habanero?
Yeah, there we go.
Right.
That's how I melt out sometimes. I go to the library and jam up the old MP3.
Right.
Listen to a lot of Charlotte Church.
Isn't that nice?
Now,
you're just a good Christian man, aren't you?
Christian ain't got nothing to do with it.
She's not religious?
No.
Look,
just her name, man.
Oh, okay.
No, the fact of the matter is, right?
I used to put her in, when I was working at Kmart, I used to put her in the religious section. I thought that she was religious. Right?
She had the name Church?
Yeah.
Well, do you think Church's chicken is also religious?
That's not why I listen to her.
Do you think Julio Iglesias is religious?
She looks wholesome. She didn't look like, you know, like a Britney Spears kind of a girl. Anyway, John, thanks for
calling. That's not why I listen to her. Have you seen her latest video?
What, is she hot now? She's hot now?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
We'll check that out.
We'll have to check that out during the break. Thanks for the call, John. And clue us into that that documentary when you get that done. Thanks, dude. 1-800-259-5791. The most interesting homeless man to ever grace Free Talk Live. There you go.
That's what I like to hear.
All right. So, hey, we're continuing with the theological discussion here. Anyway, we're talking about this article from Sam Harris. It's entitled, There Is No God and You Know It. Now, don't be offended. Call in and let us know what you think. 1-800-259-5791. Basically, he's pointing out that he gives a couple different examples about, for instance, he says, as Hurricane Katrina was devouring New Orleans, nearly 1,000 Shiite pilgrims were trampled to death on a bridge in Iraq. There could be no doubt that these pilgrims believed mightily in the God of the Quran. Indeed, their lives were organized around the indisputable fact of his existence. Their women walk veiled before him. Their men regularly murdered one another over rival interpretations of his word. It would be remarkable if a single survivor of this tragedy lost his faith. More likely, the survivors imagine that they were spared through God's grace. In fact, he also points out that the Washington Post found that 80% of the survivors in New Orleans from Hurricane Katrina claim that the event has only strengthened their faith in God. After their homes had been wiped out, after other family members had been wiped off the face of the earth, after all of this destruction had been wrought, they said their strength in God had, their belief in God has strengthened.
I don't see why I wouldn't.
Well, it would seem to me that they might believe they were saved. You know, they might believe that they were chosen to get out of the hurricane. But what about those who weren't? What about your little sister who drowned? What about them?
Plan was in the plan for them to die.
Well, that's what the religious people would say. Well, God's plan. He works in mysterious ways.
Yeah.
We want your thoughts. 1-800-259-5791. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America.
Why?
Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, "No legislation without representation." Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. That is toll-free. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Political, personal, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. Join us online. freetalklive.com. Tune into the live streams we've got there. The broadband version of the show is there for you, as well as a dial-up version. So, two sizes should fit everybody. freetalklive.com. Of course, it's totally free. So, we've been in the midst of this theological conversation. We're talking about an article from Sam Harris, and we've been in and out and on different tangents. The title is, "There Is No God and You Know It." And we'll continue here. He says, only the atheist recognizes the boundless narcissism and self-deceit of the saved. Only the atheist realizes how morally objectionable it is for survivors of a catastrophe, for instance, Katrina, to believe themselves spared by the loving God. Well,
it is very narcissistic.
I've been saved. I wasn't drowned to death.
My sister was crushed horribly by a falling, electrical post and was scarred to death by electrical burns. But I was spared.
Or the same God who drowned infants in their cribs. Because he refuses to cloak the reality, the world's suffering, and the reality of the world's suffering in a cloying fantasy of eternal life, the atheist feels in his bones just how precious life is, and indeed how unfortunate it is that millions of human beings suffer the most harrowing abridgments of their happiness for no good reason at all. Of course, people of faith regularly assure one another that God's not responsible for human suffering. That's kind of what I was talking about before, the sort of hands-off God. Well, disasters happen and babies die in their cribs because God doesn't intervene.
I'm a person of faith. I don't believe that.
You don't believe what?
That it's a good God versus a bad God that's doing this. You know, it doesn't really fall into my... I believe that this life is, testing grounds and that basically the bad things that happen here are... more or less things that we want to experience.
So therefore,
yeah, but you're also very different from most people.
So therefore, if somebody came to you and said, boy, God saved me from the hurricane, you wouldn't agree then?
I wouldn't think that God actually intervened and saved them from the hurricane, no.
Okay.
I would think that the hurricane was... I think of life like a movie, and that we are spiritual creatures that decide whether or not we want to participate in this movie. And you can decide whether you want to be in a horror flick, or you can decide whether you want to be a love story.
Okay, wait. Are you sure you're being honest in the statement that you're making right now? Because if
Pretty
you
close.
Are, I'm going to hold you to that in the
Pretty
future
close.
Every time you make a statement that's counter to it, because I know I've heard you make several in the past.
Well, he can change his mind.
That's
my
true. You can change your mind.
You know, mine just changes as it goes.
Right.
Whatever makes me happy.
Yeah.
But I know mine's made up. Like, I won't kill somebody over mine.
Right.
Right on.
That's
you know?
The way to be. And that's why I'm saying you're different than most people who believe that there is a kind, you know...
Their God is their God, and that's the God, and everyone else...
It's the God of the Bible.
I think it's interesting, the praying for your high school football team.
Right.
I think that's...
Exactly. Everybody who gets a touchdown thinks God was on their side.
Right. Narcissistic.
There is no other way, says Mr. Harris, and it's time for the sane human beings to own up to this. This is the age-old problem of theodicy, of course, and we should consider it solved. If God exists, either he can do nothing to stop the most egregious calamities, or he doesn't care to stop the most egregious calamities.
Let me read this, because I have this theodicy problem in front of me, so I might as well just cover that. The theodicy problem is stated by David Hume, says that if evil in the world is attended by God, he is not good. If it violates...
That means if he sits and watches it to happen.
Right, if he sits and watches evil happen, then he can't be good.
Right.
If it violates his intentions, he's not almighty. So in other words, if he doesn't think that he doesn't want this evil to happen, then he's not almighty if he's not stopping it. He can't be both almighty and good. There are many objections to this, but none holds, since God is ultimately responsible for the existence of evil. Besides, if only God can create...
Presuming God's responsible for the existence of everything.
Right. Besides, if only God can create, he must have created evil. If God's the only thing that can, you know, if everything came from God and nothing,
right,
and then God,
why
then God had
that?
To have created evil. If somebody else, the devil, created evil, how can one know that God and not Satan created the universe?
Ooh. That's a good question.
I don't know.
Well, Harris says, pious readers will now execute the following pirouette. God cannot be judged by merely human standards or morality. But, of course, human standards of morality are precisely what the faithful use to establish God's goodness in the first place. And any God who can concern...
Right. How do you know that God is good? I mean, how you say that God's good, how do you know that he's good?
Well,
you're judging God.
Judging
if you say
wants.
That God is good,
you're presuming
you're
to know
judging
what he
God
wants.
By what you believe is good.
And some people, some religions believe it's good to go and kill yourself in, you know, sacrifice to your religion. And some people would
jump into the volcano.
Sure, whatever.
Religion
like
it's
that.
A personal belief, though. If you believe that God is good, you're judging God based upon what you believe is good.
He says any God who would concern himself with something as trivial as gay marriage or the name by which he's addressed in prayer. We've had people call in to say, oh, God's name isn't God, it's actually Yahweh. And, of course, some people would say it's Allah.
No, it's Allah.
Right.
No, it's Jesus. I mean, the Holy Trinity. I mean...
He says, if he exists, the God of Abraham is not merely unworthy of the immensity of creation, he's unworthy even of man. There's another possibility, of course, and it's both the most reasonable and least odious. The biblical God is a fiction. As Richard Dawkins has observed, we're all atheists in respect to Zeus and Thor. I mean, really, is there anybody in the world that subscribes to Greek mythology? I mean, currently.
Well, Zeus and Thor are not of the same mythos.
I bet Hercules believes.
And yes, there is a group of white guys in America that that believe in Thor, Asatru or something like that. They call their religion and they're Odinists.
Who do you think would win in a fight, Hercules or Jesus?
I don't know.
Hercules isn't, I guess, and you know what? Now that you mention it, Hercules was born of a god and a man. That makes him a demigod. And Jesus, god and a woman.
Right?
So both, actually, in both of these cases, it was a male god.
Jesus has, like, super healing powers. He can just, you know, I don't know. Would he grab a pebble and then use, like, the loaves and fishes power and, like, throw it at Hercules and it would just become, like, a hailstorm of huge stones?
I don't think that it would be unfair to say that Jesus might fight. But it was an interesting question.
Wouldn't Jesus use self-defense?
No.
No?
No.
Well, anyway, he says, consequently...
Jesus died on a cross when he didn't have to.
Well, there's probably a lot of people around with whips and that sort of thing.
No. They did not make Jesus die. No. Jesus chose to die.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Didn't they make him get up on the cross, or he chose to get up there, too?
He willingly chose to do all that. This is a guy who is God, right?
Yeah.
If he says so, the earth cracks in half. They didn't make him do anything.
I see. Consequently, only the atheist is compassionate enough to take the profundity of the world suffering at face value. It's terrible that we all die and lose everything we love. It's doubly terrible that so many human beings suffer needlessly while they're still alive. That so much of this suffering can be attributed directly to religion, to religious hatreds, religious wars, religious delusions, religious diversions of scarce resources, is what makes atheists moral and intellectual necessity. It's a necessity, however, that places the atheist at the margins of society. We're definitely in the minority.
Yeah.
The atheist, by merely being in touch with reality, appears shamefully out of touch with the fantasy life of his neighbors. Very interesting. 1-800-259-5791 to Paul in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, sir.
All right.
Okay.
I'm miserable, Paul.
Get over it, man. I'll pray for you. Hey, I'm one of those guys that 15 years ago, I was drug addict. I was a kleptomaniac. I was a habitual liar. I mean,
and we will find out what you are today. Hang on, Paul, if you can.
Right.
We're going to come back to you. 1-800-259-5791. Kleptomania, habitual lying. We'll talk about it all when we come back. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Did you know there is an easy and inexpensive way for you to look and feel better in less than 30 days? You can lose excess weight, have more energy, sleep better, and be mentally on top of your game without even trying. This is not about vitamins or the latest nutritional wonder products. We've all had enough of those. I'm talking about God's pure whole food. When you consume them, you look and feel better automatically. And thanks to URI International, you don't have to endure tasteless food or the expense and hassle of juicing. Using biblical farming standards and 21st century technology, URI grows, harvests, and prepares God's whole foods in pure powder form to protect and lock in their nutrients. URI ships this powder from the farm right to your doorstep, so you can conveniently consume it either in delicious drinks or veggie caps. Don't wait any longer to look and feel your best. Click the bright orange and white URI banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
Back in the 1950s, gasoline was only 25 cents a gallon. A hot dog was a nickel, and a luxury car was only $3,000. What happened to those prices? Well, the dollar was changed. In the 1960s, the government removed silver from the dollar and just started printing money out of thin air. The result? Inflation was born. Your dollar has lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do about it? Start using the Silver Liberty Dollar. The silver Liberty Dollar is a private legal currency backed by 100% pure silver. It's 100% inflation-proof and is being used by over 100,000 people. Beat inflation with the silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR now.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water, but without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live. But where oxygen is deficient, disease will thrive. Are you getting enough oxygen? If you spend much time indoors or live in an urban area, you're probably oxygen deficient and don't even know it. This makes you vulnerable to all types of chronic disease, as well as undue emotional stress. Clearly, increasing your body's oxygen level without negative side effects is critical to attaining good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. The Unmedical Miracle Oxygen is a book that will show you safe, easy ways to increase your body's oxygen level. Get it now for just $14.95 with free shipping by clicking the blue and white oxygen banner at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. That's toll-free, 800-259-5791, here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So, still plenty of time for your calls if you make them. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And man, which you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff on our website for you. Don't forget to go vote for the show, though. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, if you like the fact that we just give you everything on our website, that you don't have to pay a monthly fee in order to get access to the features there, then vote for the show. That's all we ask you to do. It's a once-a-month kind of thing. You just go to vote.freetalklive.com. That is vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you to right where you need to go to cast your vote, and it takes you less than a minute. It's so easy. All you need is an email address. Vote.freetalklive.com. So, we go back to the phones to Paul in Indiana. Paul, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. So, you were telling us that in the old days, Paul, you were a bad, bad man.
I was a pretty bad guy. I mean, really didn't care about anything but myself. And so, long story short, within about 6 months, my entire life was completely transformed. And
give us a recap of how bad you were.
I was a drug addict, doing everything from, big pothead, you know, doing some coke and some LSD and you name it. I would steal from, you know, family, friends, pretty much anybody. You know, the usual, smoked cigarettes, couldn't tell the truth about anything, basically just
a loser.
A selfish type of person run into.
Just a punk.
Pretty much. I was definitely the epitome of a punk.
Gotcha, because there's one thing to use drugs responsibly, and it's another thing to steal from people in order to use drugs.
Yeah, I agree.
I have a quick question, though. Were you happier before, or are you happier now?
How could you be happy stealing from people?
That's about the funniest question anybody's ever asked me about that, because I was really pretty miserable.
Right.
And I probably know where you're going with that.
Maybe.
But
because I think I know where you're going.
Yeah, well, here's
let's
the thing.
Find out.
I mean, in 6 months, to completely transform my whole life, I mean, I had been trying to quit, you know, doing these things for years and years, and never could really, you know, I'd quit for a month and then back on, you know, could never really make any serious progress. Actually, I was going the other way. And then within a few months, my whole life was transformed. I quit doing the drugs. I basically quit all the stuff. Everything.
What happened? What made the change?
You know what? It was really odd. I mean, I started meeting lots of different people that had a significant impact on me. It really started making me think about life in general.
What were the circumstances of you meeting these people?
You know what? They were really kind of out of the blue, very coincidental. Nothing that, you know, I planned to happen. I mean, perfect example. I put an ad in the paper for a guitar, and some guy comes over and wants to buy my guitar and starts talking to me about, you know, religion and spirituality and all this stuff.
Okay.
And this was just one of, I mean, I could tell you stories for hours.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, my family totally freaked. They're like, what happened? You know, my friends couldn't believe it because all my friends were like I was.
Right.
And then I became the, you know, Jesus freak and became a Christian, blah, 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 did all the church thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got away from Christianity about, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago because I started realizing that a lot of this stuff was really just, you know, you guys were talking about the whole circular.
Mm-hmm. But wait, let me reset on the time frame here.
Go ahead.
You were religious 5 or 6 years ago. Was that? I thought you said you just cleaned yourself up 6 months ago.
No. This was about 12 years ago.
Okay, you were all messed up 12 years ago. Then
yeah,
you found
in 6 months. I had a major transformation.
Okay. So then 5 or 6 years ago, you were all religious, and then what happened?
And then I started really questioning a lot of the beliefs and the Bible especially. I mean, I really questioned it. Nobody had any really good answers because of all the contradictions.
But by this time,
yeah.
you were clean,
yeah,
right? By the time you were questioning, you were clean.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. I was totally cleaned up.
I'm really glad I asked you the question I did now, because now that you've made the change and, okay, sure, it happened to be, you know, the Bible or Jesus or whatever that, you know, was the catalyst that
right.
allowed you to make a change. But now you've dropped that from your life, and you used to be someone who was, you know, lying, doing drugs, stealing, doing whatever. So now you've gotten religion back out. Do you feel the urge to go back to this behavior?
No, I don't. As a matter
Absolutely
of fact,
not.
I feel like over the past 5 years, I've made more progress in terms of ethics and morality and things like that since I dropped religion.
Why do you feel that way?
Because I think what happens when you get into religion is you put everything in a box as though you have all the answers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You quit questioning, and I think you basically get kind of stuck.
Well, the rules are right there in front of you, right?
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
the Bible.
That's
and you have
the
all these people who say that they're moral and they believe in Jesus, and you have to listen to them, even if they're saying something that's wholly immoral.
Or if they're raping little boys
right.
or something.
And I think that's the real problem is that you make it too easy. It's like it's all spelled out. That's all you have to do. It's all finished. And
oh, and if you
no
make a mistake.
For you to do as a person.
And if you make a mistake, all you have to do is just ask for forgiveness.
There you
right?
go.
Right.
It's an easy, in the, you know, cookie cutter religion that.
Oh, I thank you so much.
I got to say, I didn't think this call was going to go this way.
I thank you so much for this call, because this is exactly why I wanted to bring in, and this is exactly where my point is with religion. You say, you know, the whole happiness and not questioning thing. This really brings in why I have a problem with religion, because with these people, and when they base their whole morality on this, they believe that there's an afterlife. They don't believe that morality is based on something in this life. Therefore, it becomes acceptable for people like these suicide bombers and whatnot, and these people can be incredibly dangerous because their morality isn't based upon what they do here. It's based upon an afterlife,
Let me make one more point.
Certainly.
I do believe in higher power outside of the physical realm.
Okay.
If you want to call it God, that's fine. But the reason I think I do, one of the main reasons, is because when you look at, and I'm sure you guys have probably heard this argument, when you look at the complexity of everything that is.
Okay, this would be my argument.
From the human being to, you know, every living organism.
It's very intricate, no doubt.
Yeah, exactly. And when you look at the you know, the cycle of life and nature and how it all works together, and how if one of these, if one little part of this whole process is thrown out of balance,
uh-huh.
of balance, the whole thing, you know, it's like we're all toast in like.
Well, there's definitely some serious consequences.
I want to answer that, because I believed almost exactly like you did until tonight when I heard this one little thing that just changed me from being an agnostic theist to being an agnostic non-theist.
All right.
This is an argument called the void creator, and it states that if everything must have been created, then God must have been created as well. I'll have to get, do this.
Just
when
do
we
the
come
first
back.
Line, because that's the best.
If everything must have been created, then God must have been created as well.
Hey,
if God is not created, if God is not created, then everything mustn't have a creator. So why should the cosmos have one?
Hey,
I'd
Paul,
like to make a point on that.
Oh, we can't hold you, man. Thanks for the call. Right, call us again sometime, dude. 800-259-5791. This is your show. You can take control. Free Talk Live. We're talking about cops beating up people. Next.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control 1-800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
So then, we move along. We're done with the theological thing, and we go to Andrew in Chicago. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. God, I thought that it was never going to stop.
Well, there you go. It stopped.
God hates me. Wah, wah, wah. Life so hard. No,
what's
but
that
anyway,
about God
did
hating
you guys
anyone?
See what happened in New Orleans?
Yes, we did. Or at least I saw it.
Oh, first of all, I want to say hi to Manwich. Hey, Manwich.
Hello.
You've got a fan, Manwich.
Always do.
No. I know him from San Francisco years ago.
Is that right?
Well, those
no,
were
but
crazy
seriously,
days.
Sounds like a long-time listener.
What kind of clothes did he wear back then? That's what I want to know.
Leather hot pants.
Just a thong. No, but seriously.
It sounds like somebody's been listening for a long time. Knows the history of the show.
Are you really in Chicago?
Yeah, I'm in Chicago. I used to be from San Francisco.
Okay.
But seriously, Rodney King all over again.
You're right. In a terrible, I mean, a much more visible fashion. Rodney King's video was kind of obscured, kind of blurry a little bit. This one, I mean, it's clear that the cops were beating up a 64-year-old man in the streets of Nolens.
I actually heard he was 63.
Whatever. In this case, there was actually an AP crew on the scene.
The AP cameraman got pushed.
I didn't see that. Who got pushed was the AP reporter. The cameraman didn't seem to be interfered with.
That's what I meant, the reporter.
Right. The reporter went up and asked the cops, basically, hey, what are you doing?
Why are you kicking this guy to sleep?
Yeah. The cop turned around and yelled at this guy at the top of his lungs and then shoved the dude back into a nearby car. And it was just an amazing piece of footage. I'm pretty sure you can link to it from our bulletin board system at freetalklive.com.
Not only were those cops racist, but they were whitest.
They were whitest?
I mean, the white guy.
Are you just trying to be silly, Andrew? How did you feel about it? Did you feel like something should be done to these cops?
Yeah, I feel like they should get some jail time. Maybe 3 days, maybe 3 months, maybe 6 days.
Unfortunately, it's not going to happen.
3 days, 3 months, 6 days.
We've seen cops.
You're laughing at me because I'm gay, right?
No,
I'm laughing at you because you're silly.
We have plenty of gay.
Silly, the new word for homosexuals. I'm sorry. I'm not in Sarasota.
No, you're right. You're a silly homosexual, and there are some very serious.
No, but seriously, on a serious topic, it is wrong what is going on in New Orleans. They start up a new city, and then the cops are in a bad mood. Well, they're just happy. Because things are starting again. I know there's water everywhere, rotting food, dead bodies, and things of that sort. But don't be in a bad mood and pick on the black man who just wants to get drunk and hang out on the street. I know Rodney King was speeding drunk and almost hit 3 kids, and of course he's the good guy. Let's riot and steal some audio equipment and blame it on a civil rights.
Are you a racist, gay man?
he's making fun of the cops.
I'm not being sarcastic.
You wrote this down. Didn't you write that down?
Yes, he's very well prepared.
Yeah, he was.
I didn't write anything down.
You've got a good memory. Thanks for the call.
I have a great memory.
Huh? All right, man. We'll talk to you later. 800-259-5791, toll free. 1-800-259-5791.
That's up for the best call of the week, by the way.
We used to have a guy that called in back in the day, and he sounds shockingly similar, but I don't think it's the same guy. We used to have a dude that called in calling himself Gay Chris. And
no, that was not Gay Chris.
Definitely.
I know it wasn't Gay Chris. But similar sounding, similar kind of demeanor in that he had spent time with you in the past in a different place.
Everybody,
and
all the gay guys.
You used to wear, like, sequins.
Well, it's good. We need listeners like Andrew out there to call
Absolutely.
In on a regular basis.
I would like to have Andrew call again sometime. 1-800, just because he likes to make fun of Manwich. 1-800-259-5791.
I mean, isn't that how Manwich originally got his name? I mean... Doesn't that have something to do with a man sandwich?
That's what I thought, but I was wrong about that.
It only has to do with a canned tomato sauce.
Yeah, but I mean, isn't the slogan like it's a man sandwich? It's a
something
sandwich
like that.
Made.
It's not
with,
a sandwich. It's a man sandwich. No. 1-800-259-5791. In regards to the Nolan situation with a guy getting beat up, if you haven't seen the footage, you probably should go check it out because I mean, it is really disturbing. We're talking about cops. I mean, decent footage of the cops just punching a man in the skull.
What I think is sick is the guy, the horse cop, the horse running cop.
Oh, who blocked the camera.
I'm going to block the camera.
I better protect my buddies. So that's what he did. He backed his horse right up so the cameraman could not see the footage. So the cameraman just lifted up the camera.
Yeah, the fortunate that the cameraman was able to get around him. The horse guy was still trying to block him. But
I think that it's true that the video isn't going to tell everything. I mean, it doesn't give the circumstances and all that stuff.
It shows the cops beating this guy bloody.
He's a 64-year-old man. There's three or four cops.
Yeah, he's an old man, and this guy is lying on the ground in a pool of blood. There's no reason why anyone needs to get beat up that badly. No reason.
I haven't seen the video. I'm just saying the videos don't show everything.
You need to watch the video then, man, during this next break. The APTN tape shows an officer hitting the suspect, Robert Davis, at least 4 times in the head on Saturday night outside of a French Quarter bar. Davis appears to resist, twisting and flailing as he was dragged to the ground by four officers.
Too.
Another of the officers then kneed Davis and punched him twice. Davis was face down on the sidewalk with blood streaming down his arm and into the gutter. Then a fifth officer ordered the Associated Press producer Rich Matthews and the cameraman to stop recording. Thank goodness the cameraman didn't stop. When Matthews held up his credentials, the officer grabbed the producer, leaned him backward over a car, jabbed him in the stomach, and unleashed a profanity-laced tirade. I've been here for 6 weeks trying to keep... It's unintelligible in the video. Alive! Go home! Shouted the officer, who identified himself as S.M. Smith. In addition to Smith, the other officers charged were identified as Mr. Schilling and Evangelist. Smith is an 8-year veteran of the force. So, what these kind of videos bring me to ask is how many times does this happen when the cameras aren't around? We had John, Homeless John, call in. He said he's been beaten by the cops plenty of times. How often do the cops beat up on people when they know they can get away with it? I think it happens more often than you might think. 1-800-259-5791. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. You can take control of the show, even in these remaining moments. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com and take advantage of all the good stuff we've got there. It's totally free, of course. Bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, archives, and much, much more. All in the house. It always has been. It always will be. However, we'd like to just ask you kindly for your assistance with our AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And basically, what it means is we'd like $3 a month from you.
Give us some money.
If you like what we're doing, if you want to spread the message of freedom and liberty around the world, if you want this show to be spread in as many markets as possible, to be heard on as many internet connections as possible, you can make it happen. You can help it happen faster. I mean, it's going to happen because we're putting in the effort. We're going to make it happen ourselves.
Yeah.
But with your help, it can happen quick. So go to amp.freetalklive.com and consider $3 a month. I mean, that's like 2 cups of coffee. You know, might forget one 12-pack of Coca-Cola or something like that. Just Consider dropping one of your vices for a day and amping Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. We'll take that money, that $3 coming in, we'll turn it right back around into advertising for the show. And when we reach half of our goal, we'll cut back on our commercial time by 2 minutes per hour. Then when we reach the other half of our goal, we'll cut another 2 minutes per hour off of the show, literally reducing the commercial time by 25%. So, serious promises, we'll make it happen if you make it happen at amp.freetalklive.com. Well, we tried to pull up the video from Nolens of the 64-year-old man who was just thrashed by the police in Nolens, literally lying in a pool of his own blood after the beating was all said and done. All of it was captured by the Associated Press, who happened to be nearby, thank goodness, because now the cops are being brought up on charges, which is a rarity when the cops beat up somebody.
They're going to get suspended with pay.
Right. It only ever happens when there's video.
Exactly, because it happens so often beyond this, there's just usually no video around, so it's just one man's word against the other.
I mean, come on, they're enforcing the law. It's part of their job. It's a dangerous job. They should have
this man was clearly not dangerous.
This shows that what's really illegal is not beating people, but getting caught.
Yeah, that's right. And even though they were caught,
they are the law, therefore they have to be outside and above it.
Well, even though they were caught, literally red-handed, even though they were caught, they're saying not guilty. The cops are pleading not guilty to these charges.
On video, but they're pleading not guilty.
Right, and I think they were only charging them with like battery. I think they could have charged these cops with much worse.
Attempted murder. How about that?
Yeah, attempted murder or assault with a deadly weapon.
How about assault with a deadly weapon, battery, and attempted murder?
But no, they just get
intended to kill the guy.
They get lightweight
attempted
charges.
Attempted murder should be for people that are attempting to murder.
I don't think so. I think it should be that anybody who takes action. So if you beat someone unmerciful where they're bleeding and you've cracked their skull several times, you shouldn't be get attempted murder. I'm sorry, if a criminal does that to you, that person should be tried for attempted murder.
I still haven't seen the video.
That's true. We tried to pull it up, and I guess it's just in such high demand that it actually wouldn't pull up, at least in the few moments we had during the break. So we'll have you review it, man, which, and then maybe tomorrow night you can comment on it. But Davis is the name of the guy, the 64-year-old man who was, he, by the way, happened to be black and all the cops happened to be white.
He's going to get rich pretty darn quick.
He was subdued, as they put it, at the intersection of whatever. Three of the officers were white, the other is light-skinned, and two of the officers appear to be federal officials. So, again, these violent federal thugs are still in the streets of Nolens, and this is what's happening. And it happened to get caught this time. We'll see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Until then, it's been Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And watch out for the cops in the meantime. We'll see you tomorrow night. And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. And don't forget to amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. If you